to the Nutramedical Report. We have the joy of having Leo Lyons-Agama here. And again, truth precedes revelation. And what revelation we have is what I'm writing a book called The Book of the Way, or W-E/I. And it's dealing with the issues of the reason why our world is falling apart is not because of technical deficiencies or not having enough leaders of the right tone, like Donald Trump, who's great. But it's a matter of having the exposure of truth and the epiphany of compassion and empathy toward others in the world, and the fact that we are all, in a sense that collectively we're the bride of the Most High God, and we have to seek truth in order to do right. And the only way to do right is to the Hebrew word shema, hear and do. What Leo is trying to do is to expose the good and bad within the so-called secret orders. He's trying to expose the fact that we have a ruling class of devils that are making alliances to do terrible things to the population of Earth, not just on a physical level, but a spiritual level, and to expose what's really happening. So, Leo, welcome back. You got volume 2 of your book coming out here, and I think PDF version of your ebook is available already, but the printed version will be available, I think, within a few weeks.
Actually, I just received it, so it might be available before the end of the month. So
oh, nice.
Just another 10 days.
Yeah, so that's good. So let's talk about the title of the book, the content, and what you're really about the last number of years and why this is so important.
Well, I mean, in this book, especially Volume 2, I write down about this new era, this dawn of a new era that is bringing us right up to 2020, that seems for many people to be a turning point even bigger than 2012 ever was in the minds of many people.
Right.
And so I wanted to really talk about the Temple Mount, what they're trying to do also with the reestablishing the Temple of Solomon, the Masonic movements around the world, which in secret are, let's say, backing up this whole possibility for the future Antichrist to arrive and be enthroned. I mean, there is, like you said in the show earlier on, I was listening to you, good and bad Masons, different factions at work. I myself work from the inside, so this is a different perspective from your usual conspiracy theory, because in this book I show the actual people, the documents, I make names, times, places. I talk about Henry Kissinger, that is just now also going to meet with Trump regarding China, because Kissinger is still a very big and powerful player of the New World Order, especially when it comes down to China. I think that in all this, Trump is a very practical person, and so that's why I am glad to see that he's doing so well, because I think that we need a practical person to go towards the next few years also with a positive outcome in the end. Otherwise, with Hillary Clinton, we will go to a complete disaster. In Volume 2 of my confessions, I have this introduction also by Princess Kaoru Nakamaru, who is this Japanese princess, who is the niece of King Emperor Meiji, and I talk about also how she was involved at one point with an attempt to bring the North Korean leader to the Vatican for an unprecedented summit, and how all this was actually sabotaged by the U.S. and the Japanese Secret Service, and we have proven evidence of this in documents that I show in Volume 2 of my confessions.
Right.
And really this is unprecedented, because imagine, I even have at one point the possibility to listen to a phone conversation. This will be, of course, unveiled later on in Volume 3 of my confessions, where I have a very big chapter on this whole episode regarding the Vatican, Princess Kaoru, and also North Korea. But it's interesting also what Trump has said in the last few hours regarding his possibility of dialogue with North Korea. And this is interesting, because it means really dialogue can be done but in a very practical and sensible way, not in the hypocritical way of the New World Order of today, which has seen us really losing a lot on the world stage as USA,
right,
and as Europe. Also, we have lost a lot because Europe follows what the USA is doing. And with Obama in power here in Europe, we have had really a very terrible situation. But the building of Solomon's Temple, this unprecedented times we are living, it's all leading to the coming back of the Messiah. Now, this whole process of revealing all these Masonic secrets behind it starts with Volume 1, goes through Volume 1 of my Confessions into Volume 2, and fully develops then in Volume 3. But it's very interesting to see how China plays a big part in Volume 2 of my Confessions, because you have Chinese Freemasonry, a topic, as you know, Bill, that not many people really talk about,
right,
Chinese Freemasonry. But in China, we have a party even, which is the only party authorized apart from the Communist Party, which is called the Zigong Party. And so the fact that this is a Masonic party, there is 6 million Freemasons, Chinese Freemasons, that are not recognized as legitimate by mainstream Freemasonry, but have their own brand of Freemasonry. And I wanted to a little bit talk about them, talk about their influence on the worldwide stage. Some of them are good, some of them are connected, unfortunately, with all that world of crime, which is represented by the triads, and how this interfaces also with other players on the worldwide scene, like is Israel. And so Israel is a very powerful player, as we know, and the Rothschilds, who, of course, manipulate it. So I wanted to also talk about Rothschild Zionism in this book. I wanted to also give an unprecedented look into the B'nai B'rit, the, as you know, the Freemasonry for only for Jewish people.
Right, B'nai B'rit, yeah.
B'nai B'rit, and I wanted to give an unprecedented look to B'nai B'rit by showing their secret traditions, their history, in a way that probably very few people have had the possibility of doing, because there is very, very little material on B'nai B'rit around. I'm talking about credible material. If you go, for example, in Paris, in the archives of the biggest state library, you might be lucky and find 2.5 books on the subject. Okay,
right.
So we're talking here about, you know, 2 or 3 books in a world full of books, with millions of books.
Right.
On this subject is very little. And I wanted to investigate on the birth of this seemingly benevolent society, which was born in the 1830s, between 1830 and 1880, kind of fully developed this whole project. So, I mean, we can say that from 1850 onwards, this project takes on board a new shape, the Sons of the Covenant, this B'nai B'rit, and they assume a very important position in the birth of Zionism.
Right, and of course, Zionism, as conceived by what we call the globalists, is not the Zionism of the ancient Bible. Zionism isn't necessarily even a state like the state of Israel. It is a state of domination of a particular group of people over the rest of the world.
Yes, what happened was this, Bill. In Europe, in the, let's say, in the 16th and 17th century, right at the birth of speculative Freemasonry, the Jews had been left a little bit aside, because Freemasonry until 1813 was predominantly a Christian affair. Okay?
Right.
So I personally, I think that Freemasonry should have stayed a Christian affair. Unfortunately, it didn't. And when it didn't, it let in a lot of the occult elements that really torn it apart, because the dark side of the Illuminati took over this whole Freemasonry as we know it today. And a lot of it is corrupted by greed, by other by occult interest and all kinds of...
Yeah, in other words, there's occult issues that deal with it. Why do you think Freemasonry arose? Because I see of it as the modern incarnation of the high priesthood of ancient Sumer in Egypt. I see it as the modern incarnation. For example, if you go, like when I, before I even went to my first class of medical school, I was told in no uncertain terms, you must join one of the two major medical fraternities, Phi Rho or Phi Chi. And we also had fraternities for law school and for all the PhDs and so on. People have to understand that every high center of learning in the world, in every country, has some form of secret order. Everyone. And in fact, you don't get advanced into that particular, if you want to call, guild, whether it's medicine or otherwise, unless you belong to one of these orders. Now, I disavowed my membership in Phi Rho because I just didn't want to bother with it. But they didn't have any negative agendas. It was all trying to find the cause of disease, trying to find this and that. And I was tapped up by the Dean of Medicine, T.J. Murray, and I actually worked in the Motion Disorders Lab. It may be one of the reasons why I was accepted at UCLA to work under Dr. Tortelot on the World MS Tissue Brain Repository and be offered the job to work at DARPA for the Super Soldier Program back in 1978. But I can tell you that they try to turn them toward evil, because usually people don't get advanced into these orders unless they have unusual talents or gifts. That they there are positive orders, like, for example, the orders that actually are support Donald Trump are directly battling against the evil orders, like the orders under the Mormons and under the Jesuits, the current Pope, that have very evil intentions. And people need to know there is a battle between light and darkness. And by and large, most elections on Earth are actually a battle between high-level secret orders, and the regular public doesn't see that. They don't realize it's a battle between a light order and a dark order, and agendas that are at a level that the average person, that's a mundane person belonging to a religious group of one type or another, doesn't understand.
I think that there has always been a battle between dark forces and the light forces since time immemorial, of course. At this moment of time, though, we are in a particular moment in which there is an imbalance, and so we have many more people and organizations, sects on the dark side than on the bright side, unfortunately.
Right. Now, so I want to ask this question because this is an important one. Yes. Most people realize that the high-level masonry doesn't only sequester some of the most important information. For example, the Vatican had plundered during its time in power over 1,200 years the ancient libraries of the ancient world that used to were taken over by Rome, such as the libraries of Alexandria. And they have the largest and most complete library on earth of the ancient books of science and occult technology. And they have a knowledge about the nature of mankind and the nature of our world that the regular perspective of the average person doesn't understand. But it's in the repository of the Vatican Library. You're aware of that. Of course, you live in Rome.
Yes, we actually conducted, as I told you in the last show we did together, a documentary in Rome with a group. It was this, I think, Steve Quayle who organized it, and then there is this guy, Timothy Alberino, came to Rome, and we actually, our focus was on the Vatican Library, but also on the secret artifacts that they don't want to reveal to the rest of mankind because they might change their interpretation of both religious history but also human history. So
they're trying to hide it.
Hide a lot of things, definitely. In the Vatican, they want to hide a lot of things.
Yeah, they don't want to talk about the fact that there are actual hybrids of humans and these beings from off-world. They don't want to reveal the fact that mankind's been here for many, many thousands of years. The very first thing that I was told when I went to Space Command on July 10th, 1994, was a Dark Knight satellite in polar orbit that's out in the 22,000 miles out, many times larger than the space station. It's a man-made object, and I asked how long it's been up there. They said they estimated between 13 and 35,000 years. So people need to understand there's a long history of humanity on this planet, but also all the highest level of all the secret orders all point to the fact that they believe, and whether this is a fact or not, they believe that mankind originated on Mars, not Earth. And they also believe that when they found these artifacts, that NASA is directly suppressing the fact, even coloring the sky, which by optics has to be blue from the perspective of imaging structures like these little robots that are running around with cameras on the surface of the moon, like the Mars rover, has to be blue. But they colorize it so people don't know that they found ancient monuments on Mars and that they are actually doing off-world space projects. including Mars exploration right now. They're not, it's not like this movie, The Martian. They've been there since 82. We have mining operations on the moon since the early 60s, and we have off-world space platform vehicles that travel at sublight speeds already and been doing it for decades. So what people need to start grasping is that Tier 1 science is hidden along with Tier 1 spiritual science, if you want to call it. And one of the areas I wanted to open up a really big can of worms is the issue of, and you wrote this about Hollywood, about the backmasking of music and reverse speech used in the occult to control the spirit realm. The fact is, and we've discovered this as well, that speaking in tongues is actually reverse speech, and that the intention fields cross the void between our world and the spirit world, and that reverse speech speaks a sensible, if you want to call it, information that goes into the spiritual realm. So that's why the occultists are using the dark side of reverse speech, like the Black Mass with the Lord's Prayer spoken backwards, because they had tried to create a negative intention field, but it belies a reality that speaking in tongues or speaking in your voice can actually reveal reverse speech of what your actual intentions of your heart or your soul are. And the occultists use this, including the high-level dark levels of Masons, because they're otherwise, the best term to use them would be, they are wizards and warlocks. Does that make sense, Leo?
No, it makes sense. There is, though, at the on top of all this, a very elite group of people, the aristocracy of mankind in the various traditions.
Right.
They can be the Emperor of Japan, or they can be the Queen of England, and of course the Pope. In all these functions as the core of this new world order. And we have, right, on top of all this also the rabbis and the ones who are working actively, especially certain rabbis like Rabbi Glick, to restore access to the Temple Mount, and of course envision the rebuilding of the Solomon's Temple. But they're doing this behind the closed doors with elements of the Muslim community, especially the Muslim community is targeted by the New World Order, so they can really be subservient to their plans. They seem to all be very corrupted, so it doesn't matter if they're Shiites, Sunni, or Wahhabis.
Exactly. There's a lot of high-level Masons that are actually both Sunni and Shiite, Christian, Buddhist, whatever. It doesn't matter what their outward religious label is. Right? The outward label is just for public consumption. What they're doing behind the scenes is completely different, isn't it?
The one word religion.
Exactly. It already exists. And it's a religion where they rule by the spirit, not by intellect or by emotion. It's by the spirit.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutral, neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California, to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from takefromcaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at takefromcaesar.us.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation. And Angioprim is the result, a safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
This book is a very important book, and I believe, I'll tell you what, we're at the time since last September, the Tetrad Blood Moon, the 120th Shemitah, or White Blood, or Jubilee year since the birth of Adam, which occurred on Sukkot, and by biblical experts, Yeshua's birthday was also Sukkot. The start of the tribulation has to, by rabbinic law, be on Sukkot, which means they have to have access to the Temple Mount. We're not talking about the Fortress of Antonius. But the Gihon Spring, which is below the Eastern Gate, which Jews have the territory right now, and they simply have to put a tabernacle up while they're building the temple. And
well,
the tabernacle,
you know, one of the most important gates, the fourth gate, is the Warren Gate. And it was a gate that was specifically discovered in the late 1800s by a very important Freemason. This whole access to the Temple Mount has been worked very closely also with Freemasonry since the beginning. That's why they also use, of course, the rebuilding of the Temple of Solomon as a symbology, as something that can be interpreted also in a different way, in a more allegoric way. But yeah, definitely there is also very consistent link, and Charles Warren, who was the guy who discovered basically what is now known as Warren's Gate,
right,
and is the entrance gate to the Temple Mount from the Second Temple period, and it was this space was unavailable for a number of years, this entrance, and now it has been relaunched, and of course is all part of this promotion, because they have to push also what's going on. You know, they have this Muslim mosque on top, so of course they are, by forcing them, at the end they will explode. You know, this will explode in a very bad situation, because heard for years that they do black masses under the Temple Mount, using the Warren's Gate to go under those caves and do black masses. You know, so
yeah, but that's of course under the temple. The biblical experts I've talked to have convinced me that the key area is below the gate, below the Temple of Antonius, and that the whole Temple Mount area, the real issue is called the abomination that desolates. And this is the clear understanding of what I've been told, and it's, I call it the Thus Saith the Lord, it's not my opinion, that the abomination is a blood sacrifice in the Temple Mount that abominates against the blood of Yeshua, who came as the Father in the flesh, Emmanuel, full God knowledge, and that the desolation is to set up a Palestinian state. So if any peacemaker that sets up a Palestinian state and lets the Jews, by rabbinic laws, to start a sanctification of the Temple Mount, which by law has to occur on Sukkot, and starts a sacrifice, even if it's a minimal one and a minimalist a tabernacle of Moses, which is a tent made of sea cow skins.
So what do you think? What do you think of the work of Temple Mount activist Yehuda Glick, the rabbi from?
Oh, I think they've been pulling the Temple Mount stone for years down there, and they physically want to build a temple. But it here's
because
what I think.
Because I saw that there is some very interesting discoveries I made in the last couple of years. What's going on, especially last year, there was a meeting between Yehuda Glick and Benjamin Netanyahu. And there was this there was Yehuda Glick who was handing a copy of his book Arise and Ascend to Netanyahu just 1 month after meeting with Muslim leaders in Turkey, and this is very interesting because he's regarded as a very right wing Jewish pro settling and everything and. Of course, very anti on the surface, very anti-Muslim, but
that's Republican assumption. I don't believe that the highest level Masons within Judaism are against Islam. In fact, I think with the work of the Vatican, I think it's the exact opposite. The new false religion, world religion, will be one will be a combination of Chrislam and Judaism and Christianity into a new kind of morphed supra religion, and in fact, that's when the peace treaty will happen. The Temple Mount will be shared, both the Mosque of Omar, as well as the below the Eastern Gate, the Tabernacle of Moses, and the Palestinians will have their state. And in fact, this is the marking signs of whoever does this. They are the Antichrist, the one who comes in the name of Christ that brings a peace between Islam, both Sunni and Shiite. They have to also have the title of Mahdi, the great peacemaker, as well as a peacemaker between Islam and Christianity and Judaism. So I don't see a great conflict coming. I see a false peace coming between these groups. And the Temple Mount, they don't need to destroy it to build a temple. They just need to simply congregate it with the tabernacle below the Eastern Gate. So that's my theory. See, tell us what your theory is, Leo, when we come back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Health in America is becoming a top priority. Or maybe I should say, good health in the world is becoming a top priority. Maintaining a healthy body can be challenging. How about letting Life Change Tea help you? Our tea you make, you drink, and you benefit. Our unique blend of 8 different herbs helps you maintain good digestion, a healthy colon, and detoxes harmful toxins and parasites out of your body. And you know what? It tastes great! If you're wanting a change, a life change when it comes to health, log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or you can call us at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. When you log on to our mobile-friendly website, you can read all the numerous testimonies of how Life Change Tea has helped so many people. We carry many, many beneficial products that help your health and keep you on track. GetTheTea.com. Kind of gets in your head, doesn't it? GetTheTea.com.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855, the number 2, keep it today.
Things today, Leo, your books are so amazing. The Time of Revelation and Tribulation Leading Up to 2020. Confessions of an Illuminati, volume number 2. I think people need to get both books. You need to understand what you're doing is releasing information like in the prophetic words of Daniel. Close up and seal the words of this book to the time of the end. And we are there. This is the end of the secular age, the Ages Secularis. It's the end, the Aeon Secularis. It's the end of the secular age. The, quote, return of God knowledge to the earth, with books like yours and books like mine, which is in process right now, called The Book of the Way. The book Clay and Iron, which I released in 1999, traveling to 42 cities in Israel, and Abortion to Armageddon. And their new versions, which will come out very shortly, are going to reveal to people the truth of what they are as beings, the truth of what we are in terms of relationship with the Most High God, which trumps religion, the truth that the power is displayed in the spirit, that says in the book, it says, not by spirit, by power or by might, but by my spirit, saith the Lord. What people need to understand that the occultists, both good and evil, understand this on a spiritual level, and the sequestration of sacred ancient knowledge has been there, so people won't lose their belief in what I call the milk and cookies, so-called belief systems of virtually every religion on earth that's been fed to the people to keep them in a state of what I call spiritual virginity, or an infantile state of knowledge. And really the solution to many of our world's problems comes out of coming out of spiritual infancy, growing up. And that has to happen on a global level, doesn't it?
It has to happen at a global level, but of course we can't really imagine all the population of this world understanding immediately the vastity of these topics. The importance of having a book like yours or mine, Volume 2, has come out in a very peculiar moment in history, and is part of a trilogy that has already had a large success both in Japan, where I was able to release it, was the first country I released my books, and then in Italy with the very big success, selling.
So what kind of response do you get from people, Leo? Because you cover some very tough topics in ways that are very revelatory as to the real nature of, for example, when people look at Donald Trump, they have to understand This man is a member of a secret order that's what I call a white order. They have to know that. They have to understand that he's battling against evil, and he fully understands that he's not just battling to make sure that he continues to have his billions or that America becomes great, but the future of mankind. We're at the fulcrum stage in history where if we don't acquire God knowledge and become literally the bride of the Most High God, so spirit trumps technology like the singularity of artificial intelligence and life extension, mankind will cease to exist. We will not become a galactic civilization. We will not transcend our technology. We'll be consumed by it. And people don't understand that this is a very momentous time, not only in America, but in world history, because these events are happening everywhere in the world. They're not just happening in America. And what your book does is speak to the intellect. We also need to speak to the spirit as well as the emotions. But the most important thing is once we open up the intellect, people's spirits are then able to be open to the truth about what's really going on and why these events are so momentous.
I think that when they will understand really fully what's going on, most people will study even more deeply these subjects that we're mentioning now, and pray and understand that there is the need really to open up to a much bigger scenario than your everyday life when you understand certain topics.
Exactly.
You can't just live in this prison planet, as my friend Alex Jones calls it, and it's in this moment in which we have a candidate that wants to oppose all this because he simply is a bit of a rebel himself, and even if he has a lot of friends in the establishment and he deals every day, I mean, he's probably gonna have as a vice president somebody who is very, you know, very well acquainted with the Bohemian Grove, Trilateral Commission, and all these various setups. The same when it comes down to Kissinger. I mean, he. One thing with Donald Trump, you know that the guy is not an innocent schoolgirl. That's why you want him there as president of the United States, because he can be the biggest crook. This is the truth. You need really somebody who can be challenging with the biggest crooks on the planet, because you're dealing with gangsters at a certain level.
And they're not just business gangsters. We're talking about gangsters that change the nature of the dialectic of what reality is.
I think that Kissinger has been one of those for many years. Kissinger is probably close to David Rockefeller, as you know, and to the most powerful elements in those transnational lodges, which I have described also in volume one of my confessions, the UR lodges, which discovery was revealed by a worshipful master in Rome, and which I wrote about in volume one. But all of this, really, for the first time, like you said before, having the possibility of putting it on books and being able to serve it to people who seem to be eager to know more. Because I must say, in the last few months in the U.S., I've sold several thousand books, and this means that there is a lot of interest from the people in the U.S.
I'll tell you how we're going to achieve that. We're achieving it by what's called prayers of intention and amplifying those. And we have technology and ways of doing that now without getting into details. I'd like to go over some of the contents of your book, and I'm looking at it right now. The preface by Princess Kearu Nakamura.
Yes.
And you then go on to the Jews are polarized, the real power of the Illuminati traces back to the astral dimension. I'd like you to kind of talk about some of those things in the prelude, because the astral dimension or the spirit dimension is what creates our world. Our world is a hologram created by the spiritual or astral dimension, and there are seven dimensions to the spirit world, like the seven spirits it talks about in the Bible. Talk about this preface by Princess Kaoru Nakamura.
Well, I mean, Kaoru is simply introducing my book, mentioning what she thinks are the most fascinating subjects of it. And so she talked also about what we define as the astral dimension. And this is very interesting, because I try to show in my book stuff which is very consistent with evidence, and so I don't speculate very much.
I go right
to the evidence. So what I did is I wanted to know what some of these grandmasters, Illuminati, thought about the subject of astral dimensions, about the astral plane, the dimension of light. And for the first time, I showed to the people some of the thoughts of these Illuminati grandmasters. Probably people from the Ordo Templi Orientis will themselves even buy the book just to have access to some of these texts, which have not ever been in the English language, because some of their grandmasters, of course, were Italian, wrote in Italian. And so for the first time being able to read it, of course. But what Kaoru is trying to describe here is that the real power of the Illuminati traces back really to the astral dimension. And so what is this power of the Illuminati? Where it comes from? It comes from the secret society. But who is really behind them, apart from the apparent players? So the Kissinger, of course, the Donald Trump of the situation. But who is behind the society at a whole, you know, who is really pulling the strings, which are these occult governments really made of? And we have, of course, entities which are evoked, which when put together, they form a thought which is called egregore, and they create a very powerful egregore, some of the secret societies, thanks to their own blood sacrifices. Their own blood sacrifices sometimes puts them in a more powerful spot than others, because you know, even creating 9/11 was a great blood sacrifice.
It's like going before your enemy in the ancient world and sacrificing your children before your enemy frightens the enemy so much they run. 9/11 was a human sacrifice. Same was the creation of Hillary Clinton. Her family were Rodhams. They were wizards and warlocks, and they basically made her go through a sex magic ritual and human sacrifice to create an astral plane to have her avatar by these transdimensional beings. We're not dealing with a normal human. We're dealing with a person, like my ministry name, Clay and Iron. She's a person of clay and iron.
Yeah, we have also these dimensions, and these dimensions have accumulated through the wrongly oriented thoughts of people and emotions of humanity, have accumulated a lot of negative energy in these invisible planes that are surrounding the Earth. So what happens is that the disembodied occultists, the ones who are already dead, the Illuminati who have died, establish their kingdoms in these realities. I mean, I know it's very complicated matter to put through to, you know, to the general public.
Right.
But there are forces that are far superior for these magicians of the Illuminati who are trying to, you know, I mean, and of course this, there is also magicians who want to purify this planet from this evil energy.
The best way to describe and summarize what you're saying is the physical world, which is a holographic we live in, is a collective consciousness or superconsciousness, both good and evil, of the intentions of our higher selves and souls of all the beings and all the, what I call the parasitic memes and beings in the collective spiritual or astral plane. And literally the world that God is coming back to is to cleanse not only the physical world but the spirit world of these negative intentions, so that we can literally have the bride, which is us, marry with God and create a world which is heavenly, both in the spirit realm or the astral plane and the physical, which is created as a lower realm that's simply a reflection of the intentions of us collectively.
The problem in all this is that the spiritual realm for the Vatican is an exclusivity of the Jesuits. I mean, the Jesuits want all the spiritual realm.
Well, they want to pretend that, but in fact, they milk the population as like cattle, and that's why the media, or it's a good term for them, they should be called mediums, because they're literally trying to literally present to us the reality we should believe in, and we should create collectively by believing in their paradigms of reality and the nature of power and control. So they're speaking more to our spirits than our intellects and emotions, and they milk us like cattle to create their version of reality.
This
weird,
is,
isn't it?
Yes, definitely. No, their own version of reality, which is fed to us through the media every day, and it's then believed to be the only version possible.
Right.
So that's the big problem. Now, in the next few years, this society, while it's about to approach transhumanism, so unifying with the machine, wants to abolish gradually any form of emotion. This is the future of the New World Order. The New World Order wants to abolish emotion. That's why gradually in the course of time, certain emotions will not be considered anymore permissible in public, while others will be considered actually so unpermissible that you will be immediately arrested or conducted in rehabilitation units. This means that our society goes towards a disequilibrium, goes towards something really of an Orwellian proportion. It's the Orwellian society really that is manifesting fully, like in the book 1984.
Yeah, 3 years ago, Ron Klatz, the president of A4M, a good friend of mine, said he was at the World Economic Forum at the Burj Dubai in Qatar. And he said that the conference, one of the sections was to deal with the issue of transhumanism or life extension. And the conference actually tried to promote and universally condemn life extension and promote transhumanism. And you're exactly right. There's a convergence here of spirit intentions. And they don't want life extension. They don't want human beings living 1,000 years like Adam or longer. They don't want people accumulating wisdom and having kindness and becoming dynastically wealthy. They don't want people doing their 12th PhD and traveling to every country on earth and volunteering because they no longer need to, quote, work, but they can work for the good of humanity. They don't want to have a government where people have enough accumulated wisdom that evil can't abound. For example, there's two seats in the legislature in Georgia, the state of Georgia over South of Russia, where you have to be 100 years of age and competent mentally in order to sit in those seats. If we had the vast majority of seniors instead of dying but maintaining their health and their physical vigor at 100 or 150, the culture is dying from lack of accumulated wisdom. And the transhumanists want to destroy wisdom, want to destroy emotion, and literally make us a matrix of like the cyborgs from the movie many years ago creating these cyborg populations that just kind of take over worlds and just clone themselves. That's what their intention is, believe it or not. Now, in chapter one you have here, the elect and the so-called end of times.
Yes.
The rise of the dragon and the Tibetan Lama mercenaries and sacred geometry and initiation of the real Illuminati and the quote, the end of harp. Now you're referring to the harp technology.
Yes, because... Yeah, I'm referring to harp technology, but I'm also referring to Tibetan lamas earlier on in the book, because I think that they are completely the Dalai Lama, agents of the New World Order,
right,
and are part of this plan, which was unveiled, as you know, by the Theosophical Society, which was established in 1875 by Madame Blavatsky and by somebody who was very high up in Freemasonry. Together they brought to this concept of mixing Eastern religions gradually with also the Christianity, especially with Neo-Theosophy, later on with Alice Bailey, and with this development we arrived up until now, in which we have this new world religion, which is New Age. This is the birth really of New Age. But what I'm trying really to explain in this book, when you mentioned before ARP, ARP of course has become in the last few years very known by the so-called conspiracy establishment. But ARP actually itself has a project which ran for various years, funded by the U.S. Air Force and the University of Alaska, and part of DARPA, which you know very well, ceased actually to exist because the site was abandoned.
Right.
Didn't have any
but
money.
They have the next generation of harp technology.
Sure,
space.
But that's why. Yeah. No. That's why. Then I explain later on that it moved from being something of a fixed object of experimentation into a mobile one, which can be both projected from outer space, but also from the mobile units, as you know, the naval
exactly.
unit that can bring along in these very great ships the same equipment that it was
exactly, exactly.
One location.
Exactly.
And we have this thing of the extremely low frequency, up to 100 hertz, that can cause psychological disorders and emotional distortion with infrasonic vibration up to 20 hertz, which are also the subject of interest for what are known as microwave amplification by stimulated emission of radiation.
Yeah.
Known as MASER, and SQUID, superconducting quantum interference devices.
Right, this those are to change the nature of consciousness of the population.
Yes.
Collectively.
Yes.
And people need to understand they're broadcasting this through this network of towers all around the world and this satellite-based system.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
This is a public announcement. Be ready to copy down a website address at the end of this message. Here's your chance to own land in our great nation for as little as $350 down and $99 a month. At the end of a year, you own it. This is your chance to own a piece of New Mexico in the foothills of a beautiful mountain range that's a national park, yet a short drive to town, a perfect place to camp, or own as an emergency retreat for your family for generations. $350 down, $99 a month. Go to landho.tv now. Similar-sized parcels in the same development have sold for up to $15,000, some even more. Folks, we bought this land right and can pass the savings on to you. Purchase online via PayPal at landho.tv. Other listeners have already visited and purchased from our website, so we know there's a keen interest. Don't let this be a missed opportunity for you. Land that's yours in less than a year for an incredible $350 down and $99 a month. Inventory is getting seriously scarce, so visit our website today. Land in sunny New Mexico for $350 down and $99 a month. Landho.tv. LANDHO.TV.
So, Leo, yeah, this is really interesting. You have a lot of science in here talking about HAARP. And, of course, remember, I had presidential-level clearance and took care of employees at the U.S. Space Command Strategic Advance Star Wars. They'd often come to me to share not only their medical history and their other health issues, but they wanted to find out what other people were doing and how they compartmentalized other segments that they had no access to the information. And you wouldn't believe how freaked out some of them got when they realized what their colleagues were doing in other segments of these highly classified projects. It was actually scary, but it was also kind of funny to see their pupils go pinpoint and go into a cold sweat right in front of me when I told them what was really going on.
Now, it's very interesting to give people the right information with also the right sources, as you know.
Right.
And so eminent academics, doctors, people who really know what they're talking about. We're not only talking about speculations by some conspiracy theories. There was a work, a very enlightening encounter with Dr. Pat Flanagan, done a few years back by a guy called Eldon Taylor, who talked about his neurophone, which was this invention.
Yeah, the neurophone, N-U-R-O-P-H-O-N-E,
yes.
Right?
Yeah, the neurophone, which inserts audio messages directly into your brain and thereby bypassing the normal channels of hearing. And so I wanted to also explain to people that, where this kind of devices ended up in the hands of the national security and what they were doing with satellites, pointing them directly on people, being subject through satellite link with a remote operator to this kind of torture. You can imagine is something really dangerous, but also...
It comes into this whole area of what's called neural harassment. I get all kinds of panic calls about neural harassment.
And I think that neural harassment is much bigger than a lot of people imagine.
Oh, yeah, it is. I get calls all the time. But you see, I understand the quantum physics of the biological systems of because I actually presented my theories 34 years ago. But I understand the quantum hyperphysics of the spirit or astral realm, too, which I don't know if anybody that I know knows what I know about it, and we've made some very important recent discoveries in this area, which we'll slowly release, because it's a time where if the public grasps this, they realize that smart grid is one of the most evil things ever done on Earth, to actually put switching mode polarizing power supplies tuned to the frequency of water, which is 2.4 gigahertz, that can not only hack into your biology and your epigenetics, but can hack into your, literally, your ability to connect your physical body and your mind to your soul. So believe it or not, they're hacking into the human mind and soul through smart grid.
Yep, that's true, and I wanted to dedicate a whole chapter to this research and also talk about elements that were not discussed before, mentioned on this research also by a Satanist like Michael Aquino, who also
Right. Talks
about it in his own books, which is very interesting.
So, Leo, after the show, can we do an extension on live stream and continue this dialogue?
Tonight I will be going, it's very late here in Italy, and I have to...
How about if we do it perhaps at a time maybe after tomorrow afternoon after
absolutely,
the show?
Absolutely.
And the next show is 2 hours earlier on the 2nd, on Thursday the 2nd. We'll continue this dialogue. Everyone out there, get these books. Confessions of the Illuminati, Part 2 now. Absolutely available at
Publishing. That is the publishing company. You can get them on Amazon. You can get them at Barnes & Noble. But try to get them, and Volume 2 will surprise you.
Absolutely. Thank you, Leo.
Hello, everyone. James Edwards here. Are you sick and tired of liberals and race hustlers and the media calling you a racist just because you oppose Obama's policies? Well, my friend, those days are over. After you read Racism Schmacism, you'll never again fear being called the R word. I invite you to discover why every conservative in America needs a copy of my explosive new book. Racism Schmacism has received much critical acclaim and will equip you with the key to unlock their socio-political nuclear bomb once and for all. Order your copy today by visiting the official website of the Political Cesspool radio program, thepoliticalcesspool.org. Proceeds of each sale go to help keeping our award-winning show on the air, and they make great gifts for your conservative friend or family member. Buy Racism Schmacism today at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.